Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The cry of Logan Federico's just broken father yesterday in front of that congressional hearing featured the two cases, Arena Zaruska, a cautionary tale of what happens if you live in a blue city and they just let everybody out and let them do whatever they want. The irony, though, is that the second brutal murder that was focused on yesterday during that congressional hearing didn't happen in a blue state. Didn't happen to Blue City. It happened here in South Carolina, which functionally, once you hear this guy's record, is just as bad as a Blue City. Might as well live in Chicago. Here's her father telling her story.
How many of y'all have kids? I'm just curious. Here's what I need you to do. When I tell you this story, think about your kids. Think about your child coming home from a night out with their friends. Laying down, going to sleep, feeling somebody come in the room and wake them and drag her out of bed, naked, forced on her knees with her hands over her head, begging for her life, begging for her hero, her father, me, that couldn't be there. She was 5'3". She weighed 115 pounds. Bang! Dead. Gone. Why? Because Alexander Devontae Dickey, who was arrested 39 goddamn times, 25 felonies, was on the street. How about that? How good are we doing for our family? How good are you doing for your kids? He should have been in jail for over 140 years for all the crimes he committed. You know how much time he spent in prison? A little over 600 days in 10 years. He's only 30 years old. He was committing 2.65 crimes a year since he was 15 years old. But nobody could figure out that he couldn't be rehabilitated. Well, you'd have to put him in prison to see if he could be rehabilitated. Isn't that the idea of prison?
You'd have to put him in prison to see if he could be rehabilitated. How, I asked myself, was this possible? And I started pulling records. And wow. 8, breaking into a motor vehicle. A 9th charge of larceny of more than $10,000. Stolen goods, possession of. Stolen vehicle, possession of. What'd that get him? Well, from the first judge in 2013, 5 years with the balance suspended. What does this mean? This is a thing we're going to start working on in South Carolina because this is getting people killed. In South Carolina, you can look at a brutal crime. A judge can say, hey, I'm going to give you 10 years for that. That's burglary's 10 years. But the judge can suspend the sentence, meaning you just walk right out the door and go do your next burglary. Only the judge in the case can then say, well, okay, I suspended your sentence. This is your first time. This is your, you know, get out of jail free card. You have not complied with the terms of the court. You've committed more crimes. I revoke it. I'm sending you to prison. So understand, when these judges give out these 5-year suspended sentences like he had, If he commits another crime, the judge can just revoke that, send him right to prison. But he did it. And these judges taught him to break into places, because when he did it, they rewarded him. Fast forward to the next year. He does his first break-in. That's how he killed Logan Federico. What'd he get for that? Can you imagine breaking into somebody's home? Burglary? Can you imagine doing that? Well, what's that worth? Well, 10 years. Good. That's a strict. That's a tough sentence. But the problem, according to records of the court, is that Judge Edward W. Miller suspended that sentence, which is super duper weird, since he was already Alexander Devante Dickey on a 5-year suspended sentence that the first judge did not revoke. Wait a minute. He killed her in May of 2024. So if those judges had simply applied the sentence he then qualified for, he wouldn't have been out? Nope. She wouldn't be dead. No. But our story is only beginning there. I have emailed Judge Miller and asked him for some kind of comment, some kind of explanation. Is there maybe your name was accidentally put on this case 3 times? And maybe there's a mistake, misunderstanding. I've invited him on the show. I hope he'll join us to explain this, because it just gets worse.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He does it again. Breaks into another home. Breaks into motor vehicles. Grand larceny of $10,000 or more. He's back in Judge Miller's court. He's back in Judge Miller's court a year later in 2014. He's already gotten 15 years, but he's walking around. Judge Miller suspended the last case, according to the court records. Now, if that is not true, I would ask Judge Miller, please email me back and let me know. I didn't hear from you. But I'd love to let people know. But as far as the court records go, it says your name's on it. So here's what the court records state of South Carolina say. Judge Miller gave him another 10-year sentence, but he suspended it. 2 10-year sentences suspended in about a year and a half? That's 20 years, my friend, even in Common Core math, says Judge Edward Miller suspended the sentence. We're up to 25 years. He's just walking around. Just walking around when he's arrested again for financial card use, stolen. That's what he did. He woke her up from a sound sleep, executed her, stole her stuff, and then went on a spending spree. He didn't care she was dead. Well, he steals another financial card in another burglary. 3/25/2015, a second judge, Thomas Anthony Russo, who is not on the bench anymore, he's retired, gives him a 5-year sentence for that, but only makes him serve 225 days. So we're up to 30 years, 30 years suspended sentence. Now, at this point, since Judge Miller, according to court records, and I welcome him to change, to correct the record if I'm wrong here, got the court record in front of me. If it's wrong, Judge, please respond to my emails asking you for comment. Why didn't she revoke the sentence? What, a guy's doing another burglary, financial card theft. So he's not in compliance with the court. You could have revoked his 10-year sentence. You could have revoked his 5-year sentence, but you didn't. And I'd love to know why. Maybe there's an explanation. Like, maybe the judge didn't know. Maybe there's a problem with communication in the court system. That could be possible. And I want to know that so we can fix it and the next Logan Federico doesn't have to die. Because our story does not end there. No, no, it gets better. He moves on to possession of meth, possession of a firearm by a person convicted of a violent felony. Gets only 12 months. Does Judge Anthony Russo or Judge Edward Miller suspend his suspended sentences them? They could have sent him to prison for 20 years. Nah. 2015 criminal conspiracy charge. Common law strong armory. Common law strong arm robbery. 4 years and a restitution. He gets 4 years in restitution of $1,000. But somehow doesn't serve those. And that part I can't quite figure out yet. The record is incomplete. I can't figure that one out. So he's out again. Commits burglary again in 2023. Because why not? What's he got for that one? Well, he's back in front of Judge Miller again, according to the court records. And again, there may be an explanation for this. Maybe Judge Miller's just not getting information on the people he's letting out of prison. Maybe that's possible. I don't know. That's why I emailed him. I really hope he responds. Guess what? 5 years suspended sentence. Great job. We're up to 25 years. Oh, out the door he goes. Of course, as he's been rewarded for as many burglaries he breaks in, she's sleeping. She makes the mistake of coming here to South Carolina, visiting her friends at USC. He just executes her for her credit card, which she's, of course, been rewarded by these judges for stealing in burglaries before. And he's on his way. She's dead. And her dad is before Congress, telling a story that should humiliate the leadership of this state. Now, Judge Edward Miller, unfortunately, sits on the bench right now in Greenville County. He's a circuit judge, so he hears these cases all over states, why he was hearing cases in Richland, Lexington County. So, Judge, I would welcome you. Let me help you. If you did not realize you gave this guy a suspended sentence three times because maybe the communication in the courts is bad, you were not told, we need to address that. We need to get to the bottom of how that's happening. Would you please respond to my email? It's the one that has Logan Federico murder across the top of it and your name all over it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.